If you have your Bible this morning, turn to John chapter number 1, the Gospel of John chapter number 1, a gospel of love. John chapter number 1, verse 15. The Bible says, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." And this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou like?" And he saith, "I am not. Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. Now watch this. And they asked him and said unto him, "Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet?" And John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who cometh after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latches I am not worthy to unloose." These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. And the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water." And John bare record, saying, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove and abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he sent me to baptize with water. The same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." I want to preach just a little while today, if God will be my help, on this thought: man's indecision. A man's indecision. As we look at this and we begin to see it, and we see what is the most magnificent thing that men can have, and that's a witness in this world which we live. Every one of us ought to have a witness. We ought to try for a witness. We ought to be a witness. And we see John Baptist as he's a witness, not of himself, but of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that he did was to magnify and point to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was one crying in the wilderness that there's a man. Praise God. He said there's one that comes. Praise God, the Lamb of God, to take away the sins of the world. He said, "Come to take my sins and your sins, all the sins of the whole world, upon himself." And we see this, and the Bible tells us that there's a great gathering, and in this gathering these people come from all around, all over Jerusalem, and in the midst of these people is the scribes and the Pharisees. They come with him to witness the witness of John Baptist as he's preaching in the wilderness. Now John tells us this, it's the God, the Apostle John, it's not the John Baptist that's writing this. I know when I was a young'un, and a kid, Brother Jeff, I kept getting that mixed up. I thought John Baptist was the one that wrote the book of John, but he's not, amen. It's the Apostle John that writes down and pins down through the love of his heart. He's the one that laid his head on Jesus' breast and heard the heartbeat of God. And he pinned down everything he saw and he seen about the Savior. He said, "There's so much I can tell you about Lord Jesus Christ." He said, if the clouds in the sky was a scroll, praise God, he said, "And I ever stop a quill," he said, "I couldn't write it down how good God is and the Lord Jesus Christ." And I will say this for the authority of God, I couldn't write it down all the good things God has for you and me, praise God. But we see this, and we see this great gathering, and we see some things here And I just want to give you about three right quickly, and we'll go to the house. Number one, I want to give you as a viewing of the facts. What we see is John's giving out the fact as a witness, amen. Listen, we don't have to make up a big old yarn or tell a Western, praise God. We can just tell the facts. Just tell what Jesus done for you. On the night He saved me, March 1976, He come to where I was, sitting in a pew about halfway back on the right side of that church, and the Holy Ghost of God touched my heart, spurred down in the soul of my being, showed me I was lost and undone. Praise God, I already knew that, but He said, I'm a Savior, praise God, I come to take your sins away from you, to save you by my marvelous grace, because I love you. Boy, he done that. He spent tiptoed across my heart, showed me the love of God, and I ain't been the same since. Amen. That's my witness, praise God. That's my story. What a story it is to tell. But we see God as He begins to lay this out. In Matthew chapter number 3, the Bible teaches us that it begins to speak to us about the marvelous things that happened in John the Baptist. Matthew chapter number 3 and verse number 1. Now I'm just trying to tie this all together, but I want us to see this. And we're speaking to the viewing of the facts. Amen. It don't matter what I've got to say or what I think. I've said that a lot. But praise God, it matters what God has to say. The facts of what God has. Matthew chapter number 3 and verse number 1 said, those days came John Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out unto him Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Now I want you to notice this, because this is a preparation that we need, amen, in order to become children of God. You can't accept Lord Jesus Christ, you realize you're no sinner needing a Savior. Amen. You'll be lost in your sin, die and go to hell till we realize that we're lost. Till we realize that we're old sinners and we must be saved. Amen. Praise God. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, now John Baptist wouldn't have fit in very well in our modern day Baptist churches. Amen. He was straightforward to the point. Amen. A lot of people want you to tiptoe around and tell them how good they are. That they sinners, but they're okay. They're not okay. They're lost without God. But he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able to these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the roots of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Now we may try to get in by our good works and what we do here on this earth, but I want to say, praise God, Jesus Christ said that's not the way. He said there's a way it seemeth right to the man, but the end result is death. But praise God, He said there's a blessed hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. If we'll trust Him and come to Him in that free pardon of sin, come confessing our sins. Amen. Listen, a man that says he's not sinned, he's deceived himself, he's a liar, because praise God, everybody's concerned. The Bible says, of all sin come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. Amen. But Jesus, praise God, come that we might have life in abundance. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. And he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Amen. Praise God. So he begins to tell them as a witness, praise God. He begins to lay it out there so it can see a viewing of the facts of what God has in store, what God's plan is for humanity. And he sends John the Baptist to begin to preach a baptism of repentance. Amen. So that people can begin to get their hearts and their attitudes realizing, praise God, there's a soon coming Messiah. There's a soon coming Savior. And we need to be ready. You say, well, preacher, what about today? Praise God, he's already come, but he's coming again. Amen. And the Bible asks us, and John, he said, will he find faith when he comes? In other words, will he find faithful folk when Jesus comes again? Sometimes I wonder if he will. I pray every day, Lord, please help me to stay faithful. Amen. To him. Well, you say, I can do that because Jesus is faithful to me. He's never let me down. He's never left me for 1 minute, Brother Joe, in my life. And boy, I appreciate him for that. But we begin to see these facts as they play out. And now in Matthew 3 here, we see in verse number 5 that all these people come down from Jerusalem and all Judea, all the people round about the region, round about Jordan, come unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only do they come, but with them is the scribes and the Pharisees. They send them down to see what's going on with John Baptist. You know what? If we ever get fired up like John was, amen? Praise God, people will start coming to the church house, praise God, just see what's going on. People are curious. Amen. People are curious about things. When they get to hear and praise God, Brother Chris, there's a fire going on up the house of God. Hey, something strange happened at Stony Fork Baptist Church, praise God. They'll come to see. And you know what? They'll see and they'll get in. Amen. There's a whole lot of folks that's looking for that today. Praise God. But he goes on in verse 9, he said, think not to say within yourself, I have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, God is able to, with these stones, raise up children unto Abraham. Amen. So what he does, he said, listen, said, you come up here from the Sanhedrin, you come up here to look it out, check it out, see what's going on, so you can go back and tell. He said, we're all right because we have Abraham to our father. He said, praise God, God's able to raise even these rocks unto Abraham. Even these rocks unto his people, praise God. Stones, amen, even of these stones raise up children unto Abraham. But praise God, God says, I've got a better power and a purpose, praise God. So we see a view, amen, a view of the facts that God gives us. In Mark chapter 1, Mark begins to lay it out in verse 1. He said, beginning of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen, that's pretty straightforward. You can't miss that. Who is Lord Jesus Christ? He's the Son of God. Amen. Somebody said, well, he's the son of Mary. He's the son of Joseph. Praise God. I won't say he's the son of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're going to give credit where credit's due. He says, as it written in the prophet, behold, I send my messenger before thee, by thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord and make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness, preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, that putting away sins. And then getting sin behind you, chunking them out the window, praise God, cast them and see a forgiveness, amen, before the Lord, so he might forgive you your sins, praise God, so you can be made clean. Amen. We want to go on for God. Brother Robert's talking about a while ago, we want to go on and we want to proceed, praise God, with the Lord, but we came with sin in our lives. Amen. We got to get clean. You get cleaned by repentance. Repentance means to bow on your face with a broken, contrite spirit and say, Lord God, please forgive my sin. And call it out. Amen. Call it out and then leave it, forsake it. Go away from it. Turn 180 degrees. Go the other direction and never look back. You know why we get caught up in sin? You know why we have these little sins in our lives? Because the Lord convicts us, Brother Jeff, and we go and we bow and say, oh, God, please help me with my sin. And then before we get out the door, we take it up again. Amen. We gotta leave them. We got to forsake them. He said, I went out to him, verse number 5, unto him, all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem were all baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed in camel's hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, the latch of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. I wondered, do we have the Holy Ghost? Do you have the Holy Spirit living in your heart? Praise God. Does He guide and lead you and direct you? He said, if you don't have the leadership of the Holy Ghost in your heart, He said, you're none of His. He said, that's how we know that we've been saved and born again, praise God. Hey, listen, there's a whole lot of things I used to do that I can't do no more. You say, why not, preacher? Because the Holy Ghost God won't let me. Amen. He convicted my heart, showed me that some things was wrong, praise God. Some things was displeasing to God. And I had to turn them, to get rid of, chunk them, go a different direction. Amen. Verse 9 says, it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Amen. Glory be to God. Could you imagine that? Standing on the shores of the Jordan, down there at Bethmara, and praise God, the Holy Ghost of God comes down from heaven. The heavens is opened up. And the Spirit descends like a dove, settles on the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And the Father in heaven said, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Can you imagine Brother Jeff being there that day? What power of God. What a mighty work. But I believe the reading in my hearing today, and I'm talking about a man's indecision. The Bible teaches here in several places that John and Matthew, Mark tells us that these crowds come down, and in those crowds was these scribes and Pharisees. They call them hypocrites. Amen. Because they would stick with the law and they'd make up their own laws that would satisfy them and make their position higher. But they sent down some representatives. Amen. And I believe one of those representatives they sent down was a man by the name of Nicodemus. Amen. Nicodemus, the Bible says in John chapter 3 and verse 1 that he was a ruler of the Jews. He was a man of prestige. He was a probably elderly man, a gray-haired man. Amen. A man of renown. And he was a ruler of the Jews. And we see we begin to see him as he begins to ask questions of John Baptist. And they begin to ask these questions. They say, and they ask him, said, what, verse 21, in John chapter 1, what? He bare record, Lord Jesus Christ, and he confessed and died. He said, but I confess I am not the Christ. And they ask him, now what said, what then? He said, what are you? He said, if you're not the Christ, if you're not the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're not the Messiah, the promised one, he said, what are you? What are you doing? Amen? He said, art thou Elias? And he saith, I am not. And they asked him, art thou that prophet? And he said, and he answered, no. And then said they unto him, who art thou? That we might give an answer to them that sent us. Amen. So you see what's taking place here. They were sent by the Sanhedrin. They'd sit down to check out John Baptist to see what was going on because they'd heard that there's a big ruckus that was taking place down around Bethmara. Praise God. Something was going on at the place of baptizing. And they wanted to know what it was. Amen. You know, that's still an important place. You go down there, me and my wife had an opportunity to go to Bethmara when we was over in Jerusalem. When it's in Israel, I went down there to that place of baptize where John Baptist was baptizing in the wilderness. And amen, what a place it is. I mean, you talk about the Holy Ghost of God. You can feel the power all over that place. And just a little, I mean, not a very wide speck of water. And on the other side was the enemy of the Lord and of Palestine, praise God. But I'm glad there's a Holy Ghost of God that was there. I can imagine as Nicodemus and that bunch from the Sanhedrin, they pulled up on the shores and they saw John Baptist a baptizing, praise God, a baptism of repentance, and they seen all of Judea, all of Jerusalem coming to the Jordan to be baptized. Amen. Glory to God, youngins. If we could see it one more time, people get on fire for God and a burden of the Holy Ghost move upon their hearts, that they'd come to a place of repentance. Amen. Glory be to God. The Bible said, if my people, which you call them my name, will humble themselves and pray. Praise God. And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. He said, then will I hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. Amen. Listen, it's time for us to come to a place of repentance. Amen. But because of a man's indecision, amen, we come sometimes go away just like we come, don't we? Knowing that there's some things that's not right in our hearts or lives. But I believe I believe, Brother Jeff, that there's a man called Nicodemus that was there to be come down there, a ruler of the Jews, praise God, come down there to see what was going on. And he began to see this thing. Amen. Praise God. He began to see these things taking place. He began to see all these things that was spoken of this man, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So not only with the viewing of the facts, but we all see a visit of it to verify. We see Nicodemus, amen, as he goes down there, and we see the scene. The Bible tells us in John chapter 3, Nicodemus comes down there to the Lord by night. John chapter number 3 said, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night. I can see in my mind's eye the scenery playing out here. I can see him as he comes to a place of inquiry. Amen. And he begins to inquire of the Lord. You might call it an inquiry room. Amen. He comes to the place of the Lord, and the Lord, he's the director, praise God. He's the counselor of souls. Amen. Listen, if you ever need any direction, if you ever have any inquiries to the things of God, hey, the best place you can come to is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You ever get into the place He is, praise God, you can get all the answers you'll ever need for life. Amen. Do you hear what I said? You'll get all the answers you ever need for life. Amen. This side of glory. So we see Nicodemus, he comes to the inquiry room to where the Lord is. And Nicodemus, he is the inquirer. I mean, he's a looking for some answers. Amen. And God's a looking for a convert. He's looking for somebody who can deal with their hearts. Amen. And I believe something took place down there by the River Jordan. Bethabara, my place, God, I believe that Nicodemus maybe got down there. And I believe he got to seeing and a looking into what was taking place in John Baptist. I believe he got to thinking about how God Almighty was a moving on that place. He got to hear heavenly voices and sounds from another world. Praise God, it began to stir down in his heart. But being a man of the synagogue, he couldn't just let go and let God. Hey, listen, young'uns. Listen, fellas. Listen, mamas and daddies. Praise God. Let's let go today and let God have His place in your heart and your life. Don't be a man, a person, amen, of indecision. His whole life might have been changed that day if he had only bowed there and asked God to forgive him his sins. But we see probably in his life, from the day that he was down at Jordan to the day that he come to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to verify those things, praise God, that he already knew in his heart. Amen. Probably a lot of sleepless nights. Amen. Probably hadn't got a good night's sleep since he saw the Lord, the power of God down there at Jordan. And probably hadn't had a peaceful day, praise God, since he had been there, since he had saw Jesus being baptized. Can you imagine the power in that, Brother Jeff, when the Lord Jesus Christ went down in that water? Amen. They knew what it was about. They knew what John was trying to teach and trying to tell them. That God, they knew about the Word of God, about God preparing a way, making a way to be ready for the way, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. But they was something. They was something that was a hold them back. And I can see this man Nicodemus, he goes down there and he goes down to he remembers those waters. And he begins to question within himself, who is Jesus of Nazareth? Amen. Who is this man called Jesus? Now to me and you, he's the Son of God. Amen. To me and you, he's the Savior from glory. Amen. Praise God. To you and me, he's the Master. To you and me, he's our Lord. To you and me, he's the chief shepherd of our soul, I hope. Amen. That's who he is. Praise God. But to Nicodemus, they were still a question. I believe what's wrong with the churches today, they still a question about who Jesus is. Amen. Praise God. If there's a question, praise God, you need to get that nailed down. Amen. Who do you think Jesus, who do men say that I am? They would ask Peter. Jesus said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. That ought to be our testimony. Amen. Anybody ask you, when the old flesh runs across, when the devil runs across, who is this Jesus to you? Praise God, He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Praise God. He's my Lord and my Savior. We ought to shout it from the rooftops and be proud of it. But a man's indecision, he can't make that choice. We can't shout it out like we ought to when we need to, praise God. But he begins to ask these questions. And I see Nicodemus, as he's a Brother Joe, as he's a staggering through the darkness, stumbling along his way, headed to Bethea. Amen. That's where Jesus would be staying. That was his home headquarters with Martha and Lazarus and them. Amen. And as he staggers along in darkness, I want to say this. I believe there's a whole lot of folks today that's staggering along in the darkness. Amen. When there's a marvelous light that's wanting to shine, praise God, but yet they're staggering around in the darkness. Amen. Praise God. We need to be a seeking the light. Praise God. Lord Jesus, praise God. The Holy Ghost turn the light on for you. There ain't no reason to stagger around in the dark. But today we got a lot of folks, a lot of our folks, a lot of family members that's a staggering around in the dark. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I said, they ain't got a clue about God and godliness. Amen. They're just living for today, hoping tomorrow will get better. I won't say without the Lord, praise God, tomorrow won't be no better. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how am I hoping, praise God? You can hope, praise God, all you want to, but it ain't going to change nothing unless your hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's our blessed hope, that hope of glory, praise God. Amen. But he staggers along. And I can see in my mind's eye, he begins to say, well, who is this man? Who is Jesus of Nazareth? He already knows the answer. Because he was a ruler of the Jews. He was a ruler in the synagogue. He knew the Word of God. He knew this blessed old book from front to back. Amen. We can't think in our mind. We can't even fathom, praise God. He didn't know. But you know what happens? It's like the world we live in today. They choose not. They don't want to know. Because they might have to change the way they live just a little bit. They might have to take a little bit of time out of their busy schedule for the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm glad I can. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I have every opportunity I have, praise God, take some time out for Jesus. He's the most important part, praise God. But I see him as he staggers along in the darkness. Amen. I believe he begins to ask these questions with himself. I can just see him as he stops. And just the thought of who Jesus is makes him stand still. And maybe why he's there, Brother Jeff, there's a cold chill just runs down his spine. And it ain't because of the coldness, because Palestine, praise God, is a pretty warm place most of the time. But it's the Holy Ghost of God that's a stirring in him. That's already been a stirring in him. Praise God. But because of man's indecision, he's postponed a decision that'll bring glory to God and glory into his life. Wonder how many of us, how many of our folks, how many of our family members, praise God, are living in indecision. Indecisive in what they believe, what they think, and what they want from the Lord. Amen. But I believe he stops, maybe stands there for a minute, afraid of his own thoughts. Amen. Afraid of what he knows down in his heart, praise God. Who is this Jesus of Nazareth? But he's wondering, praise God, who he would be, who he would find out that he is. I believe he already knew. Brother Jeff, I believe he already knew who Jesus was because of the Holy Ghost. But the Bible teaches us here that he goes down there and he knocks on the door. Amen. So we see a view of the facts. We see a visit to verify, and we see a stated verdict. He comes in and to the house, and he said, and the same Jesus, the same came to Jesus by night, John chapter 3 and verse 2, and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Amen. So we see him as he pulls up there and he begins to, he comes and he's rehearsed this. Can you see it? You know when you're going to talk to somebody, you rehearse it in your mind what you're going to say? Especially if it's something that you really want to get down to the nitty gritty on. You want to make sure that they understand where you are, whose side you're on, what's going on, what you've got in your mind. And we'll rehearse it and we'll rehearse it. So when we get there, we'll know exactly what to say. I see this with Nicodemus. He's rehearsing his mind exactly what he wants to say. He said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. Amen. He just throws it out there. But look what Jesus does. I mean, without a thought, without a moment, without any explanation, Jesus answered, said unto him, verse 9, verily, verily, truly, truly, of a truth, I say unto thee, he said, let me speak to you. Let me just say something to you. Let me give you some truth right now. Except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. Holy righteous, religious. Well, not righteous, holy, self-holiness, self-righteousness. Amen? So I won't say it won't get you to heaven. Self-righteousness won't be here, no matter how good you are. It won't get you heaven without the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? A stated verdict, praise God, is you must be born again. You've got to be born from heaven. You've got to have a new birth. Amen? Listen to what he says. And Nicodemus said, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter in a second time in his mother's womb and be born? So he has a question. So the Lord says, you've got to be born again. He counters that. Well, hey, can a man enter into his mother's womb and be born? Amen. When you're old, can you go back in and be born again? But now notice what Jesus does. He takes him right back to the Jordan. Amen. Look at verse number 5. And Jesus answered, verily, verily, or truly, truly, of a truth, he said, I say unto thee. Now he's speaking to him personally again. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You see what he does? Before he ever, praise God, before he ever gives him, actually gives him the truth, praise God, because Jesus already knew his heart, the thought, intent of the heart. Look what he says in John chapter number 2. I find this pretty interesting that before Nicodemus, amen, listen now, before Nicodemus knocks on Martha's door, Jesus said in John chapter number 2 in verse 24, but Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in a man. Amen? That's the very last two verses in John chapter number 2. And John pins it down. And then you have Nicodemus coming in the night. And before he ever knocked on that door, the Bible said, Brother Lynn, that God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, already knew his heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. He tells him, except a man be born of water. He takes old Nicodemus. Now, I think the Lord is amazing. Amen. We serve an amazing God. Because God Almighty took him right back to where the Holy Ghost of God was dealing with his heart. He took him right back to the shores of the Jordan where the Holy Ghost of God had stirred in his soul. But because of the crowd that was around, because of the indecision in his heart, because of what he might have to do, and because of what somebody might say, he didn't make the right choice. He was indecisive in his actions. Amen. How many times are we indecisive in our action? We can't decide, praise God. I tell you what we need to do, praise the Lord. Just chunk all that and just decide for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Just say, sink or swim, praise God. I'm going with God. Do you know if we do that, it changed our whole life forever, Brother Kevin. When we just sell out for the Lord. Amen. Say, praise God, I'm going to go down to the house of God. I'm going to try to be there every time the doors is open. Praise God, I'm going to get my family in. I'm going to be a witness. Praise God, I'm going to tell people about Jesus. I'm going to just lift up the Lord. Praise God, everywhere I go. Say, Lord, please, God, just help me to be about you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, what'd that do? It gets some, number one, get some rewards laid up in heaven. Amen. Instead of all this junk we're accumulating down here. I don't care if I got a whole lot of junk down here. Praise God, somebody's going to get it anyway. Amen. I can rip down, tear up, build a bigger barn. Praise God, somebody's going to come along and take over. And they probably just tear them down because they don't care what I got anyway. Amen. But praise God, what I lay up in heaven, glory to God. God says it's guarded, protected by God Almighty for me. That's the most important part. But we see Nicodemus, praise God, before he ever knocks on that door, the Lord already knows. He's met by the water. Amen. Now he's already lost sleep. Maybe for days he haven't been able to sleep because of thinking about the time down at the Jordan. Amen. He had a peaceful day because of the thoughts of what took place down at Jordan. Because of the words of the Baptist, John, as he began to preach and preach and preach and said, hey, listen, you vipers and hypocrites, what are you here for? Could you imagine how that, being a ruler of Judah, knowing the Word of God, how that stirred in his mind and disturbed his heart? But indecision had caused him to go the other way. See, Nicodemus was ripe for the picking. He was ready at Jordan. When he was standing on the shores of Jordan, I believe he was ready, praise God, to be saved by God's marvelous grace. He was ready to repent. He was ready to make a decision. But a man's indecision, it cost him a whole lot. Amen. But he was there. He was ready. He could have got in. But I believe the Lord tells him, he said, listen, said, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. Lord God Almighty took him back down to Jordan. He showed him the water and he showed him that Spirit that descended down and lighted upon the Lord. Amen. And I can see in his indecision, the Lord talks to him. He says, hey, listen, said, if these things be, praise God. He said, if a man, in verse 14, he said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Amen. Listen. He said that as Moses raised up that serpent, he said, the Son of Man's got to be lifted up. He said, Nicodemus, if there's any doubt in your mind, praise God, that I am the Christ, praise the Lord. Here's the witness. He said, I've got to be lifted up. He said, if I'll be lifted up, so I'll draw all men unto me. And I can see in my mind's eye, that as the Lord, I mean in love. Now he wasn't as harsh to Nicodemus as John Baptist was. John Baptist looked at him square in the eye and he said, you bunch of vipers. Said, why are you coming down? You ain't got no fruit to bring. You didn't come to repent. You ain't got nothing to offer. And I can see Nicodemus and them fellas, they loaded up in their little old carts and their camels, their donkeys and their mules, and they headed back to Jerusalem. They was trying to come up with a theme that they could give to the Sanhedrin when they got there. And I believe the same things are running through his mind and running through his heart. You know, it ought to be running through the mind and heart of anybody that's lost. Anybody that's undone. You know why it's not? Because we ain't telling it. We're not a witness. We're not John the Baptist. We're not telling the truth wherever we go. Amen. Praise God, it could have changed things. But I see the Lord, as he in a loving way, he says, listen, what John was telling you down there by the river, what you saw down there by the river, praise God, it's truth, absolutely. Verily, verily, truly, truly, of a truth, absolute, praise God, you must be born again. And then the amazing thing, over here in verse 21, as he tells him this and tells him how Jesus come to bring men out of darkness, if they'll come out of their indecisiveness, if they'll make a decision for Christ, he'll bring you out of darkness and bring you into light. But he says in verse 21, he said, but he that doth truly cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Amen. He's doing it for God. He said, I can just see him, Brother Lynn, as he shakes his hand as he's getting ready. I mean, he's ministered to him in the darkness. He's ministered to him all night long. And the sun's starting to rise and the roosters are crowing down there at Martha's house. And Jesus shakes his hand before Nicodemus heads out of there. And he said, son, if you'll just come to the light, amen, God will magnify in your heart and everything you do will be pleasing to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you realize that man's indecision holds back history? A man's indecision can change history. So he was ready. God was dealing with him, I believe, down there at the river. I wonder what happened. I got to thinking about this. I know I think crazy. It don't say it. But I wonder what happened if old Nicodemus just eased off the shore, just eased right down there in the water when John was laying hands on her, say, getting ready to baptize the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Could you imagine what happened? I believe maybe the story would have been a little bit different. I believe maybe we'd had Peter, James, John, and maybe Nicodemus. I believe maybe we'd been looking in our Bible today and the church is at a loss because a learned man in the synagogue, praise God, might have had a little epistle called the Epistle of Nicodemus. His family, praise God, might have looked at him in a different fashion if he would have been mindful of the Lord. If Nicodemus had just eased down into the water, praise God, with a broken, contrite spirit that day. Not an indecision, not indecisive, pray, but God with a knowing heart and a knowledge Lord Jesus Christ and said, John, I need to be baptized of thee. Amen. John, would you put me under? I repent of my sins. I know I'm no count, no good. Praise God, I know who Jesus is. John, would you baptize me? Amen. A man's indecision, just a little bit of indecision, can keep you from having all the glory of a holy God. Just one moment of indecisiveness can keep us from the glory that God has for us. Boy, we need to be careful, folks. We need to be careful. Daddy's today's father today, praise God. We need to be careful on what we act. Indecisiveness, praise God, for the Lord. When God's a stirring in our heart, praise God, help us to take the knee, to bend, to bow, to pray, to lift up the name of Jesus, to magnify the Lord in our own hearts. Jesus said, you must be born again. Amen. Born of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. Holy Ghost of God, the Word of God, touching, stirring in your hearts. He said, but a man's indecision will keep us, praise God, away from God. But if we decide today, I've already said, I'll say it again, and I'm done. If we'll decide today for the Lord Jesus Christ to make Him the Lord of our hearts and the Lord of our lives, to give Him preeminence in all that we do, God Almighty, praise God, will bring us out of the indecision, and He'll put us in a place where we can give God glory every day, and God can begin to bless us. And just bless us and help us and encourage us. And as Brother Robert said already, just draw us closer day by day. Amen. You know why we don't have that? You know why we're not getting closer day by day? Because we're living in man's indecision. We've not made decisions. We've not sold out to God and say, Lord, here am I. Like Isaiah in Isaiah 6, just said, Lord, here am I. Send me. Use me. Take me. Guide me and help me. That's what God's saying to us today. And on this Father, what better day could we have than to bow our knees and say, Lord, here am I. Not in indecision, but in decision. Say, Lord, I just want to make a decision for you to do that, that'd be pleasing and bring glory to your name. See, it's not about me. It's not about you. It's not about what we do. It's not about us getting the glory, but it's about God getting glory out of our lives. Seeing us not as we are, praise God, but what He'd have us to be and helping us to get there. Amen. So that we can give Him praise and honor and glory for all the goodness and good things He's done for us. God's wanting to touch us, amen. But because of man's indecision, we're not getting to where we need to be. But it's time. Listen, fellas, it's time. Ladies, it's time to make a decision. We're living in the craziest time I've ever seen in my life. But as the Bible says in the book of Esther, for such a time as this, we're here. We're not here by accident. We're here, praise God, because this is where God would have us to be right now. So that He can use us for His glory. Not in indecision, but in decision for Him. Making an informed decision to just follow Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To be born again.